My mind keeps returning to the recent day when my son returned from his freshman year of college several months early. There he was in the kitchen cooking dinner, lemon pepper baked fish. Now, this is a big deal. Unlike my 15-year-old son, who readily fries himself bacon in the middle of the night and cooks hamburgers on the frying pan for a snack, my eldest son does not necessarily find himself comfortable in the kitchen. And while we sat down to eat, I made the gallows humor that we truly are in end times. And indeed, what really strikes me is how many of us are taking this time to discover new things about ourselves, whether it be cooking, running, learning to crochet, or reacquainting ourselves with our loved ones. The entire nation is on pause. But that's not correct. I realized what a privileged position that is. While many of us are indeed on pause, health workers are in the hospitals on the front line, and many citizens are going forward with reduced or no income. And while many states have issued stay-at-home orders, the state of countless American citizens without a home has become more pronounced. So as we find ways to cope, ways to pass the time, as it were, I argue that we should simultaneously be thankful for what we have while preparing to be generous in all our interactions moving forward. I have said this to many colleagues, and I will repeat it here. In all things during this crisis and after, let's proceed with grace and graciousness. I'm Michael Perry, and that is my perspective.